Welcome to the New to Cooking Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we create a safe place to go. I have no idea what I'm doing in the kitchen, and realize that when you try something new in the kitchen, you're either going to get a really great meal or a really good story. Call me weird, I like my food to be hot. Even when I eat a salad, you've heard me talk about the not chipotle recipe that I talked about. I still throw hot rice and warmed up chicken into my salad. I just like my food to be hot for some reason. I don't really count it as food unless it's hot. So I would never make it as a vegan, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, one of the things I eat too many of are Egg McMuffins. And the problem with that is, although an Egg McMuffin is about 300 calories, is when I get an Egg McMuffin, I also get, now they call them hash browns, but really it's just a grease sponge along with a Coke about the size of my head. And so I was like, is there a way I can make these at home? And so I bought the Hamilton Beach breakfast sandwich maker, and I'll talk about my experience with it right after this. So the way this works, it's actually really kind of cool. You put your muffin, I'll just call it an English muffin, in the top, and it's supposed to kind of toast it. And in my travels, not so much. You put one at the bottom. If you want to throw some ham in there, you could. And so for me, in terms of, wow, it really made a good kind of Egg McMuffin, maybe. I just throw the muffins in the toaster. But what I've been doing is, instead of using a muffin, English muffin, I've just been using toast. Because growing up, that's one of my favorite things. I will get scrambled eggs and then take the scrambled eggs, put it on a piece of toast, and eat it. And the combination of toast and eggs is quite yummy. So what I've been doing is just basically powering up this little device. It's from Hamilton Beach. Costs about $25. And it takes about 4 minutes to warm up. And then I grab two eggs, crack them, throw them into this thing. And it takes about 8 minutes for that to get to where it's not runny at all. And you end up with this little round, what looks like a hockey puck made of eggs. And so what I will do is, I am a big fan of what I call the woman in the tube from Amazon. Speaking of hockey pucks, I will call her Lexi because I don't want to set yours off if you have one. And I will plug it in. It takes about 3.5 minutes to warm up. And the little green light comes on, so it lets you know when it's ready to go. And I will then crack two eggs and throw those in there. And I will, again, set a timer for about 4 minutes. Now, the reason for that is because I'm going to make toast. And I was surprised. It takes about 4 minutes to make toast with whatever toaster I have. And so in 4 minutes, I will start making my toast. So now 4 minutes have gone by, 4 minutes for toast. We're at 8 minutes. That's what it takes for me to make those eggs the way I like them. And I get the toast out. I throw a little butter on that. And it's so easy to get the eggs out of this thing. This is one of the few nonstick things that has stayed nonstick. And what you do is you stick your spatula kind of on the bottom of this sandwich maker, and there's a little handle, and you slide it to the left. And what you're basically doing is pulling the bottom out from underneath this egg. The thought being that you would then drop it onto two muffins. Well, in this case, I'm dropping it onto my spatula, which I then put on my toast and then top it with a piece of toast. And this is the beauty of this particular sandwich. I actually went out to my local grocery store here in Ohio and looked up the prices. The price of the wheat bread I use, which is Nature's Own, it's got like 11 carbs, so it's fairly low carb, is $3 for a loaf of bread that looks to have about 20 pieces of bread in it. So you're looking at 10 sandwiches, and it's $1.29 for a dozen of large eggs. So you figure you're going to get six sandwiches out of the eggs and about 10 sandwiches out of the loaf of bread. That means that sandwich cost you 52 cents. That's pretty cool. That's, if you think about it, you can go to any gas station and get a candy bar for what is probably close to a dollar these days, if not more. You can get a quite yummy egg sandwich, a fried egg sandwich, for 52 cents. And you save the running around. I know I actually went to McDonald's this morning and it was like 10 minutes. And I don't know what it is. When I recently moved, and where I moved before, we had an excellent McDonald's that really prioritized the drive-thru. And I've tried two different McDonald's in my new town, and they both really suck. I mean, you're talking like 10 minutes just to get your order taken. And so this will save you time and a whole lot of money. You won't be eating the grease sponge, which always has its own little revenge later. And you won't be drinking a Coke the size of your head.